This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Sorry. Hi, everybody. No, I'm kidding. All right, well, welcome, everyone, to our July IHOS membership calls. We're so glad to have everybody on. And I don't know, I'm holding my phone because I've got a little mouthpiece thing, so I can put my phone down. So it's Jenny Norris, your chairwoman. And we've got a great call for you that Betty lined up. So thank you, Betty, for doing that.
You're welcome.
I'm excited. So to start off with, I just have a few announcements for us all. First of all, of course, conference is coming up. Now, the hotel is not sold out, but we're getting there. So if you're waiting to make your reservations, I'm going to recommend that you don't because you definitely want to be at the headquarters hotel at the Gaylord. And so make sure that you secure your hotel reservations as of September 3rd. So we're about 2 months out from that. A month in July, August. Gosh, not a month and a half. Gosh, I can't believe it. The rates will go up, and there's no way that we can go backwards and tell people you can get the lower rate. So don't wait to get your reservation. And October 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Nashville. So we're very excited to have a great speaker lineup, all sorts of great topics from beginning, intermediate, and advanced. Our breakout sessions, we have 15 different topics being presented. All of them will be recorded, so even if you can't get to all of them, you'll actually only be able to get to 3 out of 15. So just know that they will all be recorded. We'll have sign-ups for that coming up. If you're interested in volunteering for the conference, we could definitely use your help. Michelle Getty will be working with me on coordinating all those aspects of the different committees that we need. So there is a website, and make sure the page is working. It should be IHOS Conference Volunteers, plural, .com. So let me make sure that's working. Nope. All right, I'll see what the website is. Let me see what it, I forgot what I named it.
Let's see. Easy to do.
I have for anybody.
I know.
IHOSConExpoVolunteers.com. That works. So IHOSConExpo, so IAHSPCON. expovolunteers.com. It pulls open an online form that you can fill out, and you can check which committees you'd like to be a part of. We greatly appreciate all volunteers, and thank you to those of you that have already volunteered because we have a nice list going. So thank you, thank you. After conference on the 6th and 7th, we will have advanced stager training. So make sure to register for that. When you register for that and conference, you do get a little bit of a price break on the AST. That is a two-day workshop intensive. And of course, at conference, we have our keynote speakers, which we're so excited. We have Candace Olson on Friday, Tom Felicia, and Carson Kressley on Saturday afternoon. And then, of course, Friday evening, our inspirational keynote with none other than Barb Schwarz on our General Jackson Showboat, which will be really fun. We did just have the industry recognition for Best of Home Staging, so that nominations were closed out, and so people were getting notified all last week and into this week if you were nominated by a colleague. And so we will be releasing a list of all the recipients of the Best of Home Staging in the next week or two. And so look for that. Now, this is not a ranking. I know there was some confusion. There's not a ranking. It's not top 10 best vacants or top occupied. This is people who are in the industry, regardless of affiliation with associations, whether or not they're in an association, just whether they're in the United States or not, any country. So any individual who's in the industry could be nominated. And there are some really, really, really wonderful things that people wrote about their colleagues. And I just really enjoyed reading all of those. And my plan is to have that shared along with when you've received the final, that yes, you are a recipient. You'll get to see what somebody wrote about you. And I wasn't planning necessarily on doing that, but when I saw such wonderful things that people shared, I really want to do that because oftentimes we go through our business and through life and you don't get that information. You don't really see how other people see you. And so I think it's really wonderful to have that in there. And so those will be released the next week or two. We'll get all that out. So this is recipients of Best of Home Staging. And the impetus for this was Best of House. So Best of House, which is a house site, they recognize people on the side who have clients that, you know, give testimonials and so forth. But House is not a home staging site. It's a designer site for all intents and purposes. And so last year, in late spring-ish, we kind of came up with the idea of, let's do something for the home staging industry that really recognizes the stagers versus other industries. And that's why this was developed. And then the individual recognition category awards, those will be given out at conference. And so look for that announcement going out beginning of August. We'll send out how you can submit all of your properties and so forth, and how people will, how that will be voted on. The plan is to have it voted on by the industry. So there'll be a platform that people can go and vote for the projects that are anonymous, if you will. So the person's name won't be tied to it. That's the best way I can think of, and if anyone else has a suggestion, I'm totally open to this. The best way I can think of to make it unbiased and so forth, so that you'll see examples of work, and you'll be able to say that, you know, this, you'll be able to vote based on which ones you think are deserving of so forth in a particular category. And so, and then individuals will be nominated for things like Rising Star, the Barb Schwartz Staging Excellence Award, the Chapter of the Year. So those will be identified. So we'll be able to see who is being put up as far as potential winners. And then that will be voted on the website. So that's the goal. And that, again, will be released in August. So the categories will be similar to last year. We'll have, you know, top vacant, top occupied, top team, top individual, Rising Star, Barb Schwartz Staging Excellence Award, top chapter. However, under those categories, we will be parceling out things like luxury versus standard property. We might even do one for like a small square footage vacant that gets staged. And so there'll be subcategories within the categories. And so we're still fleshing this out, but just look for that again in August. Those will be announced. And I think that's all I had that I wrote down. So I'm really excited for the next 3 months. It's going to go fast. Actually, less than 3 months till conference. So we're on ramp-up mode right now, and it's all going to just be here before we know it. So make your plans. Get there any way you can. And we're excited to be hosting this industry event of the year, and it'll be the largest event. And we have wonderful sponsors, the vendor sponsors that are coming alongside with us. Krista and I had a very productive week in Atlanta last week, and so they'll be chock full. I'm sure we're going to sell out of space. We're very close to doing that. So many, many companies very excited to meet and engage with all of you, and so there'll just be so much coming your way at the conference. But again, don't wait to get your ticket, and also reserve the hotel. That's super important. And the ticket prices will be going up, so don't wait to register, because we don't want you to miss out on the pricing, the current pricing. All right, I guess that is it for moi. So I'm going to pass it over to Barb. You're up.
Hello. Jenny, do we have a call next month? I asked that because in the past year, sometimes we skipped August because so many people have vacations. So I just wanted to ask, are we on for August or for the call, or what do you think?
So August we will skip, like we have in the past, and so the next call would be September, and that would be the one. There's 5 weeks in September, so it's the 16th technically, is the third Monday.
Cool. Okay.
Well, so we'll talk to everybody.
Hope you don't mind my asking. I just happened to be thinking
Yeah, I was thinking that too. So, yeah. So, perfect. Thank you for bringing that up, so everybody knows. And we'll make an announcement.
Yeah,
we'll send a notice to everybody. Yeah, no call in August.
Okay.
All right. So now you're up.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I know that many of you, I hope all of you, are getting ready for Worldwide Staging Service Week. And I believe that's going to be discussed on the call as well. And I just wanted to share with you just a touch on a little history, which you'll do in about 20 seconds, is that as I founded IHOSP and started talking to myself about starting a foundation, which I'm so glad that we have, I thought, you know, I'd done projects on my own every year, one, sometimes maybe two, with people or organizations that really needed to be staged that didn't have the dollars. And so as an organization, or even one of them was for a teacher, and Chicago did that too, recently that really needed help, who was great in the community. So anyway, I thought, you know, this is what we should do, is to have it for our wonderful association. And so each of you, we always find that we receive more than we even give. And I'm very proud of each of you that become involved, whether it's for an hour, a day, a week, or even a year, because some of the chapters have had a continuing project, or even as a business, such as Trish, Kim, and Young. They took on a wonderful project for their business, as well as contributing to WWSSW Week. So as this comes, it's really exciting because we are around the world, as you know, all of you. And so Francesca, for example, in Italy, shared the project they'll be doing on Facebook recently. And it's just so wonderful to know that this is happening in Washington, D.C., and in L.A., and in Chicago, and down in Florida, and over in Italy, and Spain will be coming, I'm sure, as well as Germany and other countries there. And so hello to everyone that's on the call from any of those particular cities and more. And big kudos to you. And reach out and touch, because it really, really will. You'll just be feeling so great. And the differences you make are just huge. So just wanted to let you know a little bit about how that started. Thank you for all the work you're doing. You know, we tell ourselves stories. We really do. And so in our life, in business or our personal life, you know, maybe our mother did something that really got us going. And we have this story that we may repeat to ourselves over and over again. And the story, according to us, is always correct because we have the story that we feel that we're participating in. And others have a story about it too. And they may be looking at it, of course, entirely differently. And there are trainings really built upon this about change your story, you change your life. Because there are things that are happening in those stories that we've made judgments on that may or may not be what the other people involved had in their mind at all. And so as I was thinking about this topic for this week, I took it into a direction of about an action step. And I want to continue with this, for example, in September, with another part of what I'm sharing with you. And it's about really being nourished on every level of your life, which, of course, is the personal, the professional, you know, family life, your health, food, you know, organizations you belong to, et cetera, et cetera. And those stories that we tell ourselves can either really deplete us or nourish us. And so as we start thinking about that, the action steps can really be about the words that we're using too. And I think most of you know that I'm really into communication, because that's what to me is a critical part of how I develop my work as a home stager, as well as a realtor. And then applied that, of course, when I wrote our course through the years is so joyful that Jenny is carrying on the work here, and I'm just delighted by the wonderful events that are taking place. And so thank you, Jenny, and the trainers as well. And so big kudos. And so the word that I wanted to talk about today when we think about action steps is the word light. L-I-G-H-T. Now, we can prove to ourselves how nourishing a word can be when it begins with a personal theme of ourselves. So using the word light, for example, since it's the opposite of heavy, this word is one of the best for our purposes. You know, the more you bring light into your life, the easier it will be to do everything. And I mean everything. because the stories may change, or you may see another side to the story that perhaps you or I haven't considered. And this is another thing, too, is when we talk about light, we think about being lighthearted or light-handed or enlightened, feeling light and bright. Inspiration has a light to it. The lightness of being, when we really think of it, being light, not heavy. And the light of the soul, and for most, the light of God, or whatever your word is for the divine. And when we have these things in our life, it's much easier for even our body to be lighter. And when we're starting to think words of heavy and dull and tired and I'm bored and, oh, it's so dark, this is just impossible to do, I'm not light, enlightened at all, and the list goes on, we really start to rid ourselves of the good messages that come to us instead, that are there waiting for us, instead of taking that approach of adding a light touch. And so the next challenge that you may see or be involved with or observe, think about applying what I will call the light touch to see, to the best of our abilities, what you perceive is happening, and also to apply lightness to it. And when I use that word, I actually feel lighter when I think of something even serious. I've been counseling someone that came to me because they have breast cancer. And it's been such a joy to work with this person through email and on the phone. And it is that light touch that I felt inside that I would add for this person. And it's really amazing to see when we come from that place, and asking her to also take a look at that, the effects and the results that can really come from that. And some people in her life, for example, are not being light at all. Someone that I'm talking about, because I have helped several people before, I even have my guidelines I've written to working with cancer, which should it be appropriate sometime and you'd like to have them, just let me know, because they're common sense things, but a lot of us don't know how to take a light approach, whether it's our sister or the neighbor or mother, or even ourselves. And so no matter what area it is, and it could be that maybe you want to become lighter in your body by losing weight. I'm in that category right now. And so the way that I think of that, instead of thinking about, you know, oh, I've gained some pounds and I want to get rid of them, blah, 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 is to look at what I'm eating with more of a light approach, which we could go on and categorize many things with that. But what I'd like to concentrate on quickly before my time's up is some of us meditate, and some of us, including myself, have said, yeah, but how do you really do that? I mean, really, how do you get all these thoughts out of your mind to sit down and, you know, just meditate? And I have an exercise that I've come up with that I'd like to share with you. And as I'm doing this, you could either make notes or not, because it's going to be in your memory, whether you actually realize it or not, because what you're hearing goes into your subconscious, even as I'm speaking right now. And taking a light approach to even meditation. And some of you may like to do this right while I'm saying it, because it's not very long. And I'm not asking anybody to go to sleep. Okay, the call's too important. It's just that I ask us to take a look at this. So number one is to sit in a quiet room by yourself. And I know you can find that room. And I ask you to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths until you start to feel somewhat centered and ready. And it's best usually to sit upright if you can, rather than lounging and back in a chair, because we could go to sleep, and to breathe normally, visualize, and this is where we begin, light filling your chest each time you inhale. And you can do that even right now as I'm breathing. I can feel that light come in and as I'm talking at the same time. Now, the light that's coming to you is soft and warm, and it's white. We could say another color in this instance, so I'm using soft, warm, and white. And as you feel it come into your chest, then exhale normally. However, leave the light behind. Leave it in your chest. On your next breath, take in more light and see the light filling you and the rest of your body. And what I like to visualize is that that light is moving down into your core, to the middle of our being. Now, we don't want to force the visualization, and, you know, don't be concerned should you have troubles feeling the light or seeing it. Even a faint sense of white light is really great, even a faint sense, because that's going to grow each time you do it. And with each breath that you have, let the light come into your arms, and then ask you to see it as your eyes are closed, to see it in your body and feel it moving to your hands and all the way to your fingertips. And then allow that light, go back to your core, that it's moving down to your legs, to your toes. And then we're going to have that light ascend into our head and out the top in a beam that reaches really high. And all we have to do is just imagine and feel as we're doing that. Sit with the light for a few moments. Then lift your arms and let them float upward as if the light is causing them to rise, because your whole body will be feeling lighter. And you'll light this balloon that's filled completely with light. I don't know about you, the visualization is just so invigorating and peaceful and joyful, to me at least. And enjoy the sensation, whatever it is for you, and then you're going to open up your eyes. Now, this is a good exercise when you are feeling fatigued, or you're sad, or you're really concerned, or you're feeling just heavy from the weight of something that you may be involved with, or one of your family members. And the sensation of you physically being light, paired with that visualization of that inner light in you, creates a huge change in how you relate to your body. It really does. And there's much more you can do with that theme of light. Drink lighter beverages. For example, spring water instead of the sodas. To favor lighter foods, the fresher and the more natural. To do one thing every day that makes you feel lighthearted. Even just one thing. That's why you're here, is to have a great time and to really feel that lightness and be happy. Be gentler with yourself and use a lighter hand on the judgments that you or I may make, especially with our loved ones, friends, but also about you. Now, as you feel happy, let your light shine out so everybody can see it, because you know it's contagious. And be that light by associating with people who inspire you. Read inspiring poetry or something spiritual that you feel invigorated. Gain nourishment at the level of the soul. And I even can feel that sometimes when I go to that place that I just shared with you in a room. And as I said, it doesn't take a long time. You can do that in your car, just seated. Maybe you have an appointment, didn't go so well, I'd go to the car and do that right away. Now, once you start to really, quote unquote, get it, the light starts to nourish you at every level. And this is a wonderful theme to begin to play with How about that? To play with it. Each meaning of a single word can be turned into countless actions. And a life that is lived in the light is the best that any of us can ever ask for. Thanks so much for having me here to share with you. I love you. Have a great, great summer.
Thank you, Barb. That was wonderful. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. Okay, Richard?
I'm here.
Hey, Richard. This is Betty Voss. Richard, I'm going to let you know a little bit about Richard before I let him talk. Richard Sherman, his father started a company in 1980, 40 years ago, named Kimmy Buck Home, and they sold throws. The business was sold in 1998, and Richard stayed on to manage the business for the new ownership until he left to start his own company, Bedford Cottage, in 2004. Bedford Cottage was a direct import business selling to large retailers. In 2007, Richard had an opportunity to buy back Kimmy Buck Home. Sorry about that. So Richard has come full circle and is back in the same facility where his father started all those years ago. Wow, that's impressive. That's wonderful. Good memories, huh?
Yeah, great memories.
Great. Well, tell us something about your company. Who are your main customers? How are we going to be working with you? You know, what we can expect. So
sure.
I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute.
Well, thank you, Betty. Thanks a lot for that. And just to add just quickly to that, we still have some employees that work with my dad actually started a yarn business in 1968 and then the throw business in 1980. I have the father that worked for my dad in basically 1968-69. He's working for me. I have his son and then his son's son. So I've got
the
whole gamut. And it's a family affair. We're a small company, but truly we love each other and we work for each other. And you'll see that as you work with us, you'll be part of our family as well. So, but I do appreciate that and the opportunity to speak with all of you guys and participate in this call. I'm really excited about being a member of IHOSP and really being a valuable part of all of your assortments. I've had the opportunity of selling stagers in the past, but really it wasn't any real concentrated effort. It just kind of happened haphazardly, whether it was through a rep of ours or through a show where they came by and they liked what they saw. But being part of this group really exposes our company to, you know, a group of professionals that I really can't wait to get started with. I'm looking forward to working with all of you. And I got to tell you, I'm already a big advocate of what you guys do and the service you provide to the agents and, you know, more importantly, the homeowner. I've kind of experienced that, you know, directly. I shared this story with Krista when we first met, and I'll share it with you all. But my wife and I were looking for a house on Cape Cod for many years, probably 8 to 10 years. And in that time, you know, all the homes were either overpriced or just not maintained or just the furniture looked like it was from the 60s and 70s. I mean, it just really needed an overhaul. But we found a home that we just fell in love with, and in large part to that was the way it was staged. And I don't think we would have purchased that house had it not been staged with the way it was. And it was our aesthetic. We saw ourselves in that house. We fell in love with it. And again, I credit the way it was staged. And for those that are interested, it just so happens that it was Blair and his staff from Setting the Space who were the stagers on that home. And they are, you know, active, you know,
that's
participants
awesome.
In this. It is awesome. And, you know,
small world,
it's probably,
isn't it?
It is. It's probably not fair for me to use Blair and Setting the Space as my first entree to working with stagers, but they were awesome, you know, and need to say my wife loves setting the space. I love setting the space, and we spent plenty of money over the years at his store in Mashpee. So, you know, but it's great. And he's actually become a very good customer of mine, buying throws. And so we have a really wonderful relationship. So, so that's been good. But
and
getting back to
building, we're all about building relationships. Right.
Great. Great. Well, I can hear that in Barb's story too. I mean, you know, it's the first time I'm hearing her, and going after her is probably not an easy feat either, by the way. I don't appreciate me having to go
oh,
after
bless
her. You know?
Fabulous. You are fabulous.
But let me talk a little bit about Bedford. I mean, we do offer the largest array of throws than anyone in the marketplace. We do, you know, our strength is woven throws because that's what we do, but we mm-hmm. also offer knitted throws, handmade throws, faux furs. We really do cover the gamut, literally. We do it all. And another thing that I think is of value to everyone here is that the majority of our throws are made domestically. We have a factory mm-hmm. in Suncook, New Hampshire. We knit in New York. So, you know, it's local in that way. So it's truly a win-win-win feel-good partnership, I think.
Right.
The benefit to the members that we're offering is there's no minimums to buy from us, and you would be paying stock dealer pricing. So you know, our customers are traditionally retailers, mom and pop gift stores, furniture stores, that kind of thing. We do not sell big box retailers. I mean, my largest customer is Nordstrom, but I'm not in Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm not in Home Goods. I'm not, you know, so you won't see me in those stores. But mm-hmm. Our retailers and our stock dealers have to buy a minimum, and they get the lowest price. So what I've done working with Krista and her team is we've come up with there will be no minimums and you will be buying the lowest price. So that's a really
like
great
that.
Opportunity. it's a great chance to start with us as you need, when you need. And, you know, our throws start at $28 and go all the way up to $95. So, you know, you can really cover different price points and, you know, from kids' rooms all the way to wherever you want to go with it and have fun with it. In addition to the throws, we also sell toss pillows that we manufacture here as well as coordinate back with some of the faux furs. And we have the softest robe on the planet. You guys have to touch it, feel it, see it. When we come participate in October, you'll see that. And we also do custom embroidery. So there'll be no minimums on the embroidery either. So just trying to work in lockstep with you guys in partnership. I love what you guys do and just try to be part of that. You know, throws are just such a great way to finish a home. I just think it's that special touch that makes the room cozy, warm, and feel lived in. I mean, it's just, it really mm-hmm. gives a room a personality. And, you know, I understand that when you guys, you know, are staging a home, you know, it's a big project. You've got to stage the whole home. You've got the beds and the rug and the artwork. And I mean, every little touch, but don't forget the throw, because I tell you, it really does add that last bit of touch that makes it a home rather than a house. And
yes.
I just think it's really important to finish a room that way. One other thing about throws too that I want to leave with you guys is they do make an amazing gift. We work with a number of realtors that give throws away when they sell a home, and the reaction that I get from the realtors is it's just they get such great compliments from their homeowners because they're thrilled to not get flowers, not get wine and cheese or a basket of fruit, because those go away. The throw stays there and stays there, and it's a reminder of, you know, the relationship that the homeowner and the realtor had. And I just think that can also translate to a stager. And I'm learning what more and more what you guys do. And I, you know, the stage, a lot of stagers are also realtors, and right. So it's a kind of a combination sometimes, but, I'm just looking forward to participating in the conference in early October. We're also showing for those that are going to be going to Las Vegas. We'll be participating there. Krista knows that. And we are opening up a new showroom in High Point that I'm super excited about, that I look forward to seeing some people there as well. So I can answer Wonderful. Questions if you want, but that's my story.
Well, let me ask you one thing.
I was going to interject.
Wow, that was quick.
Hang on a second, Margaret. Sorry. My other phone was ringing.
You had it, no problem.
So I just wanted to interject. So just so you guys know, I did take a lot of pictures in Atlanta, and other people have done that in their markets. Their throws are beautiful, all different colors. Price points are really, really good. And Richard, you need to know, in one house, we might use 3 or 4 throws per
right.
property, depending if people put them on chairs and couches and beds and so forth. And so I will share those pictures. I'll send links out so you guys can see. But
great.
I'm really, really excited about the partnership.
Great.
And I know Chris has been working really hard on it. And so we're thrilled to have you coming to our conference, too. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. One other thing I do want to add that Barb mentioned at the beginning, which is about giving back. Giving back is something that is very important to me personally and professionally and as a company. And, you know, being a small company, we can make those decisions. Last year, we gave 500 throws to two different retailers in California to give away to residents that lost homes. And I don't know how many people are in California on this call, but, you know, it's been I'm in New Hampshire. We don't see the devastation. We see it on the news, but we're not, you know, it doesn't affect us on a daily basis like it affects people that are there that have lost absolutely everything. And I was talking to them, and I said, you know, what can I do? I have throws, you know. And they said, you know what, that's enough. That will make a difference, because it'll just give kids or adults something to hold on to that they've lost.
And
you know, so that's what we did. And then I saw some of these people in January, and they came and thanked me. And, you know, they're in tears. I'm in tears. And it's just that feeling of giving back. And so I guess I bring that up because, you know, if you guys have special projects where you're doing something from a charitable standpoint, I'll definitely be there to help in what way I can, whether it's a throw or a pillow or a robe or something. You know, Bedford Cottage will be there to support that effort.
Wonderful.
And that's awesome.
Well,
yeah, because we'll definitely be raising money for the foundation at the conference, and so we will take anything you're willing to offer us up that we can help raise money.
Great.
Yeah, Richard, awesome. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to start working with you. And, yeah, we love our throws when we stage. You might want to stay on. I don't know if you're planning on getting off, but I'm getting ready to interview one of our chapters, IHOS local chapters, the Chicago chapter, and we're going to talk about our Worldwide Staging Service Week, which is where we give back to the communities all over the country, all over the world. And so you know, if you'll listen for a few minutes, you can learn more about how we give back, you know,
how you might
work into that. So thank you so much, Richard. I'm looking forward to meeting you probably in Las Vegas.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Heather, are you on?
I am on.
Yay. All right, Ms. Heather. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Heather. Heather became an ASP 2 years ago when she took the course, and she started her own business, which is called In and Out Staging, and she services the north and northwest suburbs of Chicago, and she's part of Terry Botanic's team of Transition Home Staging. Yay, Terry. Is Terry on tonight? I wonder if she's on the call. Okay, this is her second year being the Worldwide Staging Service Week Ambassador for the Chicago Chapter. So it's getting closer and closer. So we thought tonight might be a good night to just talk briefly about Worldwide Staging Service Week. And because the Chicago chapter is one of the chapters that has just done amazing things, I asked you to be on and just let's just talk about it a little bit and what you guys
okay.
do. So how do y'all go about, how do you go about finding, let's see, let me ask you my first question. You're the ambassador. What are your responsibilities? Because there are other ambassadors on the conference call tonight. And so what are your duties?
Well, our duties are to actually find a project to do during Worldwide Staging Week. So in the spring, we started asking for suggestions of potential projects that we could do. And then in April and May, we will go and visit sites for Worldwide Staging Week. We'll meet with the organization leaders and tour the homes, take pictures to show the board when we get back to our meeting the following month, and we come up with some recommendations for this year's project of what they're looking for. And then in June, we have a board meeting, and we meet on the proposed project, and then we have to submit the project to IHAS for approval. And then once the project has been confirmed, we have the organization sign a release form, which is on Stage Home's website. And then once we receive the approval, then we begin talking monthly meetings about this year's project. So we'll talk to the organization about what they're looking for. The type of organizations that we pick, it all depends. Our biggest factor is finding something available for the closest to September 11th. I think that's our biggest struggle because there are so many organizations that need help. It's just if it's available for us to come in that week or the month before to do it, walk through, and then that day to do it within a day. So I think that's the biggest struggle we come up with. But we've always had a project plan, so it's not that big of a struggle. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. So, So then we schedule a walkthrough. Once we vote on what project we're going to do, we schedule a walkthrough the month before our project, and everybody that wants to do the project comes. We walk through, and we have sign-up sheets, and people sign up for rooms that they want to stage. It could be, you know, as little as two people to last year we had five people working in one room or, you know, eight people working outside. Last year our chapter went way overboard. They did a phenomenal job. They did the outside, they did the inside. They just went way over and above, I think, anyone would expect them to do, but they wanted to do it and it made us all feel great.
And what was the project?
We actually picked Fellowship Housing, which was an organization that I actually found through my church. That's a good way to find some of these projects is either through a local church or even if you're in a networking group to find an organization through that. That's how we found it this year, through Jenny Abrams, who is my other ambassador who cannot be on the conference call today. But she has a great networking group, and she asked around, and we found our project, which I'll tell you what it is in a few minutes. So Fellowship Housing last year was battered women starting their life over with children. They help them get a job. They help them financially, like, have a job and save money to then purchase their own house. So this lady had three kids, and she was able to buy her house. So she had just purchased her house about a month before we got in, and so then we made her house a home for her after we staged it, and it was incredible.
Now, where did y'all get your donations and that kind of thing? Where did you find people?
Well, we got some of our we have some budgeted out through our chapter that we divvy up. Then when we see the house, we divvy up according to rooms a certain amount. We also get approval from IHOP to money. Then everyone that was in their own would sign up for their own rooms. They would kind of take it upon themselves to go ask, you know, friends, family, businesses, anyone they knew for donations, whether it be, you know, cash donations or items needed for what they wanted to do to their room that they signed up for.
Wonderful. And who all do you have help? The chapter, but are there anybody outside the chapter that also helped?
Oh, yeah. We had affiliates. We had Court Furniture. They always come in and do a fabulous job. They usually donate furniture and usually do a room themselves. Junk Remedy came in and loaded all the junk away, which we had a lot. it was a lot of, like, outside stuff that we had to get rid of. Rob Pickett's Photography, he is like our handyman. He does so much. He builds stuff. He does a lot of stuff. And then we had a contractor, Rich, there. He had some two crew members there helping us hang lights or whatever we needed done. And then Karen Dunker was there taking pictures and overseeing everything, getting everybody lunch, water, whatever we needed. So, yeah,
wonderful.
Not only did we have 21 stagers, we also had those six or five affiliates. So we had 31 people last year doing the project. And that's what we came into is we needed to find a big enough project to accommodate 31 people, and we did last year. So,
don't you video it?
Yeah, we do. Actually, I think Karen, you're on the call, aren't you?
Karen. Oh, she's probably on mute.
Karen did. She took pictures and then she put together a wonderful video. And actually, I think we have two or three videos in the last 2 to 3 years that we've done this that people have offered to do videos on.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'll have media there if we're allowed. It depends on what organization we pick. Sometimes we can't have media. It has to be very private.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's just one. And y'all get into it. You really enjoy doing it. Do you put it out on your newsletter? Do you let other the realtors know what you do? And what all do you do to get the word out?
We have it on our Facebook page. We have it on our newsletter. Yes, we tell everybody that is in our chapter about it, and then we talk about it, obviously, through our friends and family, too, who also spread the word. And I know by last year, by doing that, we got a lot of donations, too, for the project that way. This year, I know that IKEA is going to help donate, which they also did last year. And this year, we actually picked an organization called Little City, which is serving children and adults intellectual and developmental disabilities. So we picked a home that houses 8 women. That is the project that we are going to be doing this year. And it can be a little challenging because some of them have walkers. So we have to be really creative because we can't necessarily have, coffee tables and that kind of stuff. So we're going to, be being really creative this year doing this.
That's one. But this is giving back. It's just such it's such a joy.
It is.
So that's wonderful. Jenny, do you have anything or anybody on the call want to add anything?
I do. Yeah, thank you, Betty. So the project sounds great. And those of you that are listening, you need to register your Worldwide Staging Service Week projects. Whether you're part of a chapter or you want to get a group of colleagues, IHOS members together in your area and do a project, even if you don't have in a formal chapter form, we'd love that. And so you simply go to IAHSP.com, so IAHSP.com, and on the homepage, you would click under where it says Giving Back. And on the drop-down menu, when it goes down, you'll see the Worldwide Staging Service Week. You click on that, and then you'll see there's actually an archive of projects that go way back. But on the top right area, it says Register Your Worldwide Staging Service Week Chapter Project. You can click on that. You just have to turn in the information, submit it. That comes to me and to BJ, and then we give you the approval for the project, and off you go. So it doesn't have to be done that week of September 12th to the 19th. There's been chapters that have had to do them other times of the year, sometimes later, depending if something gets delayed or they couldn't get a 100% commitment. So that's the
We're
target time frame.
Yeah.
What's that? You're doing it when?
Actually, we're doing it September 21st because we our chapter meets always the third Wednesday, so we did push it back a week, which is, you know, fine.
Yeah, and then and other chapters throughout the time have done them. Like 1 year, the Denver chapter, we gave Christmas gifts to Denver orphans because it was the only Christmas gift they were going to receive at all, so that's what we chose to do. There will be funds coming out from the foundation to the chapters that do participate. So the sooner you can register your project, the sooner that we'll know, be able to kind of plan for the monies that will be coming in. And, of course, we'll be doing fundraiser at the conference, and we'll have a live auction items there, and the money will all go to the foundation. So, again, if you're listening and you'd like to participate with a chapter, by yourself, with a group, just something to give back in the name of IHOSP and the foundation that Barb started in 2005, and to date we've contributed our time, resources, energy, ideas, collectively, multi-millions of dollars that we've given back to the different entities that receive our charitable contributions and so forth through the years. So very excited for that. We'll do an official announcement. We'll be sending something out through social media, but just wanted to make sure you all knew where to find where you can submit your projects. And when you do have your projects, by the way, would you like to feature them at conference? And so I need pictures. So those of you that do 2018 projects, we're going to be reaching out to you if you have not turned in pictures for that. We do need those. And then if you do a video like the Chicago chapter is thinking of doing, which is awesome, just make sure it's in a format that can be shared and edited and so forth. And also if you have someone also taking pictures, that's really great. What I loved about some of the videos that people turned in, they had a couple different vantage points. Some people just use their cell phone. It doesn't have to be fancy, but get a couple different people filming because you get different reactions depending on what vantage point you're in. And it's just really great to see the response from the people when they walk in the door and they get to see the transformation. So we love capturing that. And so a lot of information will be coming out to all of you chapter leaders that are on the call. And then again, anybody who's listening that isn't part of a chapter, let us know how we can get you plugged in. And or you would like to do something like even work at a food bank or something simple, just in the name of the IHOSP Foundation, we would greatly appreciate that, and we'll let you know how we can help you. That's all I have.
This is Barb. Can I give a PS to Richard? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Richard, I loved hearing you. Thank you. I loved hearing you share about the throws, the Afghans. And I agree with you. They really are such a touch to a room. And I believe all of us really have that inner knowing about that. And so it's really wonderful to have the relationship, as Jenny and Betty have said. And thanks to Krista, of course, too. I wanted to share, Richard, that today I was staging this morning, and I had some throws with me, Afghans, throws, whatever we call them. And I staged one in the master bedroom, and then another two actually in the living room, and another in the family room, all in different ways of, you know, having the touch there, not just putting them all in the same fold or the same corner of the room, et cetera. And then I came down to the great room, kind of kitchen and dining area all together. It's very nice. And so I thought, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to put a throw on the table. And it's beautiful. It's a soft, soft gray and a very light one that has some black and white towards the ends. And it was long enough that it draped from one chair across the table. And then the centerpiece, I sat on part of it, halfway a part of the fabric, and then the other half went over to the other side, which could have just hung down or touched that chair too. And I stood back and I said, you know, if I take this away, it's just not going to look as great as it does right now. So, sweetheart, when you said every single room, I'm sure somebody was thinking, well, you can't do it in the bathroom, you can't do it in the kitchen, you can't do it. That's not true. The towels they're making now have fringe, just like
yes.
throws do, that they put over the towel rod. That's what the towels are looking like these days. So I wanted to share that with you.
And we've actually done that when we were in a pinch. Just like a couple months ago, we had to use a throw as a towel because they didn't have towels. So we get creative. And we always say fabric is your friend with staging because it can conceal things. So we use throws, like if the couch has like a little... you know, a little floss, and where you drape that throw creatively, and
right.
and those are, you know, they are our essential item for staging, in all different colors, all different styles, and so you guys certainly have the variety that I know our members are going to love.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm excited as well.
I just had to share that with you, and Richard, you are exposing yourself now. To the most,
in a good way, though.
You are exposing yourself now to the most creative staging geniuses in the world.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And so, sweetheart, you're going to touch many, many lives with the way they feel, but also you can take that to the bank.
Right. Yep. Well, challenge us. You know, definitely challenge us. We love a good challenge, too.
Well, thanks for letting me share, ladies. I just couldn't help
Absolutely.
It.
Well, so thank you, everybody. Thank you, Betty, for another great organized call. Thank you, Richard, for being on. Thank you, Heather, for sharing the Chicago Chapter's Worldwide Staging Service Week project. Thank you, Barb, for sharing your inspiration. And remember, next month, no call, but September 16th. So you want to write that down. September 16th will be our next IHOSP membership call, and we'll have a great lineup, great information for you. So till then, you guys have a great rest of your week. Keep staging, and we'll hope to see you all in Nashville.
And
right?
Thanks,
everybody.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
Barb.
So much.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.